Cheers, thank you very much. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the Cabinet meeting of Charterhouse Council. This meeting will be recorded and the sound recording subsequently made available via the Council's website. In addition, under the local authorities, executive arrangement meetings and access to information, England Regulations 2012. Other people may film, record, tweet or blog from this meeting. The use of any such images or sound recordings is not under the Council's control. We should move to item one, which is apologies. Item two is disclosures of pecuniary interests and other registrable and non-registrable interests. Can I ask any cabinet members of the board that have any interests? No, there are none. Thank you very much. Item three, which is leaders' announcements. I don't have any announcements to make today. I'll go on to item four, which is minutes of the previous meeting. Are we all happy with the minutes that have been circulated, and I will then sign them for the records. Thank you. Item five, questions under Cabinet Procedures 10.7. We have had three questions come in and the answers have been provided. There are no further supplementary questions those questions. So we will then move on to item six, which is climate change strategy and action plan. We have the officers present, but I'm going to ask Councillor Jones to leave up on this item, please.
Yep, so the climate change strategy and action plan are two fantastic documents that cover the importance of tackling the impending climate change crisis. And we are recommending this with measures for its implementation, which includes making sure that we have the appropriate measures to ensure it's implemented effectively. And that's all contained in the report itself.
Brilliant, thank you very much, Councillor Jones. Before I go to Cabinet members, we have Councillor Seaton here, Scrutiny Commission Chair. Scrutiny Commission looked at this on Monday and she was just presenting a short report to us.
Thank you, Tina. It is a short report as well, and at this moment I usually say I'll take it as read. But the discussion did highlight on the fact that we are limited in the pressures that we could put on to developers to make their developments sustainable. And we did understand from Richard Bennett that we are putting as much pressure on as we possibly can and encouraging the developers to provide more sustainable developments and with a bit more imagination as well. So the discussion was quite thorough on that, but at the end of the day we think it's a good plan, it's a clear plan, and we're happy to recommend it for Cabinet.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Councillor Seaton. Any questions to Councillor Seaton's 4 points of clarity? Thank you very much. Councillor Jones, back to yourself.
That's it. Yeah, so just to summarise, recommendations just that the Climate Change Action Plan are improved and with delegated authority being given to the Director of Commercial and Economic Development for the reasons set out, which is essentially for the enabling of the implementation of the action plan.
Brilliant. Apologies, Councillor Jones, I've missed a step. Do any Cabinet members have any questions on the report or anything that they wish to ask Councillor Jones or the Office of the President? If not, we will go back to Councillor Jones to move the recommendations again for me. Sorry.
So, just summarise the recommendations. We have a climate change strategy and the action plan to be implemented with the reasons set out, essentially making sure that we can enable the appropriate council action.
Okay, thank you very much. Can I have a seconder, please?
I'll second, Leader.
Thank you, Councillor Gray. All in favour? Unanimous. Thank you very much. We move to item 7, which is review of the planning enforcement plan. Councillor Kovacher, if you'd like to introduce the report.
Thank you, Leader. We have two papers here. The first one, and both of these are based on a review that was carried out by the Planning Officers Society, so they're informed by leading consultants. And the first one is on enforcement planning. And the second one is a constitutional change, and I have an addition to that second one that I'd like to add, okay. Which is that the change will be on the basis of in consultation with the chair of the planning committee to be added, and that wasn't in the papers that were sent out.
Okay,
so just
thank you.
Thank
you very much, Laura.
So can I just check, is that in respect of item 7 or in respect of item 8? Is that amendment?
Is it in item 7?
I believe that's item 8, isn't it? It's changing the constitution, I believe so.
So for 7, it's on the enforcement.
Okay, brilliant. No, thank you very much, Councillor Jadeja. I have Councillor Seaton again, Chair of Scrutiny, to present the scrutiny report.
I'm not even going to sit down for this one. We're not there anyway. So the Commission, after read it out, have carefully considered and asked the questions on the report, felt that the Cabinet should approve the recommendations as set out.
Cheers. Thank you very much, Councillor Seaton. Any questions to Councillor Seaton for points of clarity? No, thank you. Cabinet members, any questions to Councillor Pereira or any of the officers present on the report? Anything that you wish to clarify further? Nothing there. Councillor Jadeja, back to yourself.
Just to say that this is, I think it will help us in progressing planning further. So okay. I think that's the time. Thank you.
Nothing further. Okay. Just to say that you to move the recommendations on.
Yeah, and so therefore move the recommendation.
Yeah, on recommendation 1 and 2, for reasons 1 and 2 on page 153.
So to move the officer recommendation on 1 to 2 for reasons 1 to 2 on agenda page 153.
Thank you very much, Councillor Jadeja. Do I have a seconder?
Seconder, with it.
Thank you, Councillor Hamilton. All in favour? Unanimous, thank you very much. We move on now to item 8, which is changes to the constitution. I'm going to take this item as a lead member. I think it's important that we review and refresh the constitution. There are points made here, and I think it will be a little bit topical when councillors have a look at this in the wider council, but I think we're making it for the right reasons and the right decisions here. Councillor Seaton, can I invite you over to present the scrutiny report?
You can. The Cabinet, Scrutiny Commission heard these two proposals. Obviously, they're hand in glove here. For the planning growth ahead of governments and human resources, and would support the recommendations as set out.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Councillor Seaton. Do we have any questions or points of clarity for Councillor Seaton? If not, thank you very much. I would like to propose a small amendment to the version that was being circulated. And in that one, I just want to add the following. It's to determine planning applications with a resolution from the Plans Committee to grant planning submission subjecting Section 106 legal agreement, where that legal agreement has not been signed by a date specified in a committee resolution or date otherwise agreed with the applicant in consultation with the chair of the Plans Committee. So it's those few words at the end that we're adding on to that recommendation. Okay. I'm happy to propose this. Do I have a seconder?
Second.
Okay, so before for the recommendation 1 to 2, for the reasons 1 to 2 on agenda page 199 of our pages. Colin Hamilton, seconded. All in favour? Thank you very much, unanimous.